Project Independence is the aging in place initiative of the town of North Hempstead. Some of the many services we offer include fitness classes, community education, information, and referral. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and you. I'm your host, John Ryan, and my co-host today is Otto Loos.
With our new host, Peter.
With our new host, Peter Janowski. And he's actually doing a good job. He's actually taken over the show, but that's besides the point. And of course, this is the Christina Loos Show. It's a 1 hour Christina Loos Show today.
Yes, well,
which is very special.
For your birthday. And I have another message I would like to play for you, John.
I love you, Papa John. I love that you with me, Waldo.
Can I say happy birthday?
Happy birthday.
Say happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Want to sing it?
Happy birthday, Father John. Happy birthday to Papa John. Happy birthday to Papa John.
Want to say something that you love about him? What's your favorite thing about Papa John?
He's doing talks.
Doing what?
Talks.
Doing talks with you?
So that was just the cutest. So I love that. That was my personal favorite. So that's what Megan sent me.
Right.
Oh, I don't know. Ask John.
That's Preston.
Yeah, I'm not sure how old
Preston's
he is.
Two. He's two.
Wow.
So it was absolutely adorable. I just loved. I like that his favorite thing was your talks.
Yeah,
that
I understand. My favorite thing with him is hugs and kisses. Yeah. He won't kiss me, but it's a joke. Yeah. And it took me a long time. Now I finally got him. So I give him a kiss on the cheek and I say, kiss me. And what he does is he pushes his cheek back on my cheek. And I scream. I said, that's not a cheek. That's not a kiss. It's a hug. And I kiss him. And he's hysterical doing that.
That's
we go back and forth until I get tired.
Yeah. Well, he likes your talk. That
might be considered a talk.
That just cracked me up. I like our talks.
No, he's a good boy. They're all good, obviously.
Yes, he's got very adorable grandchildren and wonderful daughters.
So. I do. They're all wonderful. I have a wonderful family.
That's a blessing.
It is. You know that, too.
Yes.
That's what counts. That's what you have to focus on.
Good family and good friends are an important part of life.
I agree. 100%. I'm not going to
disagree. And, good wine. I thought you were going to go with,
the whole thing. And there's one more thing that has to got to go in there.
Which?
Good concerts.
Oh, that's right. That's right. It's a must. Absolutely.
Christina's at a concert twice a week.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Just happened to be this week.
Have you ever added up how many you go to?
Well, I have, of course, if anyone knows me, I have like a book.
A log?
Yes, because you need a book because I'm always like referring back.
Did you say you went to two this week?
Yeah, it was just a busy week. It's not
what'd you see?
I saw Post Malone on Monday, who was a rapper.
Yeah.
And then last night was Chainsmokers and 5 Seconds of Summer.
My kids just saw a show here the other day at the Tilly Center.
Oh, really?
Dream Theater.
Oh.
Is that it?
No, I was in Barclays.
Does that sound right? Dream Theater?
Yeah.
Oh, you were here for that? Yeah.
I wasn't, but I knew that they were here.
Yeah.
I actually should come to Tilly's. You know, I remember I'm always schlepping into, the
Victoria
city.
Works with?
BLI.
But what's the number?
106.1.
Okay. I didn't want to say the number because the other number, I didn't want
to. Are you allowed to give out another number for this radio station?
I know. Yeah. Sorry, Dan.
We don't work here, guys.
Yeah. Right.
We don't let Victoria go.
You know, as a senior, all these groups like you just mentioned.
Yes.
The stupidest names. Yes.
Unknown. Yes.
What's stupid a name? Well,
there's hundreds of groups with names. Like you watch Jeopardy, and they get into this music thing, and all of a sudden there's JoJo, Monterots and the
I
agree.
And whoever's, I have no idea who they are.
Well, now you just learned some names that you could. They might come up on Jeopardy.
Yeah, but ask me to repeat them.
Yeah. we're educating.
I mean, that's
the
like the Rolling Stones and the Beatles or anything made sense years ago, but they were one or two words. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
some of the stuff that Christina goes to. It's
they come up with
too many names.
They're book titles.
I got a question for you. It has zero to do with what we're doing here, but I'm going to ask it anyhow.
Go ahead.
It seems like wherever you go, there's a need for a distraction to what it is you're there for in the first place. Like me, what I mean by that is, if you go to a restaurant, there's a need to have 14 televisions and music blasting while you're having dinner and trying to have a conversation. If you go to a bowling alley.
It's because our attention spans are low.
Whatever it is, I don't get it. Because it's everything. Everything. You go to a Jet game and there's 4,000 things blasting while you're trying to watch the game. And you go to a bowling alley to bowl and there's 28 televisions, neon lights, and whatever. And it's like people can't just focus on what they're there for. Like, you got to have all these other things to keep you amused at the same time. What is that? Why is that?
I think it's just how things are now.
Why?
Because everything's instantaneous.
Right. We're being trained as a society that we need to know information instantaneously.
Like, right. Immediately.
But a lot of this isn't even information. It's just like...
We have to be entertained.
Yeah.
Whether information for some people is a form of entertainment.
Right. Yeah.
So we have to be entertained constantly.
Yeah. Why, though? I don't get
that. I think it's just how
things are.
Because
you don't want to know what your life really is about.
Okay.
Seriously.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you can't be mindful and focus on one thing.
Right.
You have to be constantly distracted, or you're going to really realize what you are. And you probably won't want to be there.
Good look at it.
And it's going to go
bad. Oh, way to take it down, John. Jeez.
No, no. But
can, okay. can we go back to labor history? It's actually more entertaining.
No, but seriously.
Less
you don't
depressing.
Want to be mindful.
But that's a birthday
no, it's
philosophy.
True,
you don't
no,
want to be
no,
mindful.
Not
so therefore, right. I play the phone while I watch TV.
It's
well,
not,
do one or the other.
It's not
John,
just,
you might be my mom. I like laugh. John always says, he's saying, like, it's like Barbara does the same thing. Barbara's like on Candy Crush, like while watching it. And she admits that she just needs, she can't like focus on like.
I couldn't do.
Happening.
I couldn't watch the TV without it. And I can't watch a thing. And I don't I know what's going
read,
on either one.
I actually read stuff while television is on.
Well,
yeah,
it's the same
thing. My father, you know what, to be honest with you, it's just a different device. My father used to be able to watch the evening news, read the newspaper, and have a conversation with my mother at the same time, or at least pretend he was having the conversation. but it's really no different.
Yeah.
It's just the technology that makes it seem like it's different.
Right. People, it's people, easier.
That's true.
Well, actually, you're right, because if you think back, I think back when I used to go to work on the subway at Long Island Railroad or whatever, everybody had a newspaper in hand. Today, if you have a newspaper, you kind of look like a dinosaur, right?
Right.
But everybody has a phone or a tablet or a PC,
right,
a laptop,
you got your
and they're all looking at it. So, yes, you're right. I think where it changes, though, is like the need to have loud, loud music in the background when you're maybe trying to have a conversation with people at a dinner. You know, I mean, you go out with people for dinner. So you can talk.
Nice restaurant, I think it's stupid.
That part has changed. I can't tell you how many times I go to a restaurant, nice, whatever type of restaurant, you get kids that are under 5 on devices.
Yeah.
Kids under 10
it's
on
true.
Devices.
Yeah.
Instead of training them in the art of conversation and engage and learn something, it's the parents' fault. They put the earphones on them and they don't have to be bothered with them, which is terrible.
Yeah.
Because it creates a sense of that's just it. No one wants to be bothered with it.
How did that happen? I mean,
you know what? They must do it to attract. Like, we went out to dinner maybe this like a year and a half ago with Josh, who called. And at that point, they had 2 sons. Lucas is my oldest grandchild. Same thing in Sherman. There was a TV in each corner. But where Lucas was sitting is, say, facing you, Otto. But the TV was behind him. This is how he spent his dinner.
Yeah.
With the father saying, please turn around.
Yeah,
and I'm saying, turn around. You're going to get in trouble. You know, like, turn around. But why are these things up there? And this was a nice restaurant. We're not talking about Hooters.
Yeah.
No, you know what I'm saying? We're talking about a classy restaurant. Why do you need it up there?
Applebee's.
Unless you have the back room.
How dare you call
baseball.
Hooters not classy.
And his grandkids love going to Hooters, too, so it's kind of ironic.
But you know what I'm saying? If you're going into a certain environment, you know what you're going into.
But they have the music in the background at the same
time. No, I agree. I think the music is ridiculous when it's so loud.
And some of the music is like the same beat. Now, I did admittedly hear a lot of the old music not long ago, and I'm thinking, that was pretty bad, too. That was the same thing. You know, there's like 3 words in the song, you know.
It's true.
And it's the same beat
like,
over
like
and
what
over
decade? What decade are you talking about, old music?
What decade?
I'd go back to
40s, 50s, you know.
I know, because my dad.
Or before.
My dad listens to 50s music. Not his, you know, he's like a 60s guy, so, but, you know, he somehow thinks that, like, the 50s was his, like, era. And I was, like, laughing, because, you know, my mom would be, like, listening to the Rolling Stones. You have, like, my dad with, like, this, like, bubblegum, like, pop 50s thing. And I'm like, what are they? I mean, listen, it was happy, it's upbeat, but it pretty much was the same three words over and over again.
This karaoke party thing we had with my family.
Yeah, I love this.
We got into Mac the Knife.
Oh.
With, you know, so I get up and do Mac the Knife with one of my granddaughters karaoke. Mm-hmm. All right, I can't sing at all.
Doesn't matter. You're the, it's king all about of Sweet the performance. Caroline. It's just in the performance.
But it doesn't stop me.
That's great. I love
right?
it.
Right? But Christina, he's the king of Sweet Caroline.
Yeah, but Mac the Knife, I mean, if you listen to the words, they're pretty stupid words.
That's what I'd like for my birthday.
Why?
Otto to sing Sweet Caroline. The three of you to sing Sweet Caroline.
Yeah, we need the word. That's we'll do the next word.
I don't know the words unless I read them.
We need like a full karaoke machine. I got one at home. I could bring in a karaoke machine.
You have a karaoke machine?
I do. No. I do.
Hey, we need at least one singer.
Oh, we got a call. Let's see
what's Hello?
Hello? Hello?
I can't hear you.
Hello?
Another mystery guest.
It's a tough connection.
Ooh. Hello?
Hello?
This is New York Hospital Health and Corporation.
Oh, it's James.
Oh, you can't hear.
Honestly, I couldn't hear you. It's very fuzzy.
Oh, really?
Yes, I'm not kidding you. It's my brother. How are you?
Happy early birthday.
Thank you very, very much.
I know it's 4 days early, but...
That's fine. I hear you. I heard you just came back from your trip, too.
Yeah.
Good time?
Yeah. What?
Good
it
time.
Was really nice. The weather wasn't the best, but beautiful. Beautiful.
Very good. And Carlos behaved himself?
Yes, he did.
Okay,
yes, he
amazing.
Did.
That's amazing.
We actually did a 30-mile bike ride.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
Into the Black Forest.
Wherever that is. I mean, that's
in
like the Wizard of Oz. Oh, okay. Germany.
In Germany.
The Wizard of Oz. Oh,
wait. Did you just say the Wizard of Oz?
Yeah, I didn't know where the Black Forest was, so...
We'll go to show tunes after this category.
Dorothy had a bike, so I figured, you know. Okay. That's the only forest I know.
Hey, James.
Hey, Peter.
And so is Otto and Christina, but you don't know them.
I don't want to ask who Carlos is, but that's...
Hello, all. Well, you're having a good day.
Yes, it's very nice. Thank you very much.
I'm very happy. Very, very good. Thank well, you. I won't hold you because I hope I'm not on the air.
No, you won't.
No.
Goodbye. Love you much, and I'll talk to you soon.
Love you, too. Okay. Bye-bye.
That's my brother.
Who's Carlos?
His partner.
Oh, okay.
His partner. Who, you know, he's a wonderful guy.
He obviously went to Europe.
Yeah, they went someplace. I knew about it, but I just forgot
they
about it.
They went to Germany. The Black Wizard Forest is in
Germany. Oh, the Black, yeah.
No,
went
they
Germany.
Went to the Wizard of Oz.
Yeah.
They
went on a cruise. They flew someplace and then took a cruise. So I really don't know where they went, to be honest with you. But you're listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We'll be right back.